Titus 3:3-7. I come back to this passage once again. It's a glorious passage, dealing with the subject of redemption. Not all the doctrine of redemption is here, but a tremendous amount is captured in these few verses. In the previous discourses, I've tried to say something on the need for redemption. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. Under the wrath of God, deluded by sin, enslaved by sin, dead in sin. It's not all spelled out here by the apostle, but the seeds of it are here. This is what we were by nature, brother and sister. Ruined in Adam, dead in sin, far off from God, in bondage, unable to save ourselves. We've seen who the Redeemer is. We've seen the nature of this redemption, delivering us from this. The Redeemer is the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. We've seen the basis of this redemption. It's not our righteousness, it's not our works. Not because of righteous things we had done. Verse 5. No. Verse 4 is the kindness and love of God our Savior. He saved us, the sovereign act of God, through the washing of the birth and so on. He poured out on us generously because of his mercy. That's what we see in verses 4 and 5. The kindness, the love of God, the mercy of God. But the question then now is to be asked, how does this redemption, how does this kindness, this love, this mercy, this grace of God, how does this love of God reach the sinner? And this is the means of redemption. And it's spelled out here. He, that is God, saved us, verse 5, through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously, through Jesus Christ our Savior. There is the first great step in our experience. When we come to redemption, the first great act is a secret sovereign act of God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the renewal by the Holy Spirit, the washing of rebirth, regeneration. This is what the apostle is speaking about. He's taking up the theme of John 3:3-8. You must be born again. Jesus says it there repeatedly to Nicodemus. You must be born again. If you're not born again, you will never see the kingdom. If you're not born again, you will not enter the kingdom. You must be renewed. You must have a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new disposition. By nature, you are dead. You need to be made alive. By nature, you are enslaved. You need to be liberated. By nature, you are hating and hated and hating. You need to be made to have a heart of love and desire for me, says God. And he gives it to those whom he regenerates by his Spirit. He saved us, brother and sister, he's speaking to us. God saved us by the sovereign act of his Spirit. God poured out his Spirit on us generously, and he washed us in regeneration. He gave us a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new disposition to love and serve and trust, obey and honor him. When we were dead, he made us alive. When we were deaf, he made us to hear. When we were dumb, he made us to speak. When we were blind, he opened our eyes. He gave us a new heart. Now, don't misunderstand. The washing of rebirth, there are various translations here, some poorer translations than others. There is no notion here of baptism or regeneration. It's nothing to do with baptism at all. It's the cleansing power, the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. You get it in Ezekiel 16. You get it in Ezekiel 36. You get it also in John 3. It's nothing to do with baptism. If you want to see my arguments, I've written two books on this, Baptist Sacramentalism and Infant Baptism Tested. This is not baptism at all. This is the renewing, sovereign work of the Spirit. It's a sanctifying work. It's a washing work. It's a cleansing work. It's a generous work. God poured out his Spirit generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. The Father poured out the Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Saviour, is the triune God. Born again, regeneration. This is what we need, this regenerating power of the Spirit. This is how Richard Burnham put it. Lost in the ruins of the fall, I lay an awful night, till great Jehovah changed my heart and gave me heavenly light. Born of the Lord, I rose from sin, flew to the Prince of Peace. He loved the risings of my soul and showed a smiling face. Born of the Lord, I feel a power that draws to Jesus' blood, loosens my soul from chains of guilt, and ties it fast to God. Born of the Lord, I can't allow that sin should rule my heart, but long that every evil thought might evermore depart. Born of the Lord, my happy soul in flames of love arise. Love my dear Father and his flock, and love his holy ways. Born of the Lord, I soon shall fly to his bright abode, rise to the honour of his throne, to live and reign with God. Regeneration. But that's not all the apostle says here. He says this also, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that, having been justified by his grace, we're not unregenerated. Brother and sister, we are justified by God's grace. And you know what this means. This means utterly acquitted of our sins and completely righteous in the righteousness of Christ. What is the apostle speaking of here? Romans chapter 3, 4 and 5 and 8 and so on. What is he speaking of? He's speaking of the fact that Christ came into the world under the law, lived a life of perfection, went to the cross, suffered and bled and died under the condemnation of God, was buried, rose again, ascended, and is now even seated in glory. And we are justified in Christ. That is, we are united to him by faith and have laid to our account all his righteousness. Was he obedient to God in the law? Then by grace God regards us and accounts us as obedient to him in the law. Did Christ pay the penalty of sin? Then the penalty has been paid for us. We are one with Christ in his life, death, resurrection, and ascension. We are seated with him in glory now. We are accounted righteous. We are made righteous in God's sight. We are sinners still in ourselves, but in the sight of God, we are as righteous as Christ. Regeneration by the Spirit, justification by the work of Christ, and all through the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And how do we receive this justification? Well, you get this in verse 8, trusting in God. We are justified by grace through faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been brought to trust the Saviour. This is the great means of redemption. The Spirit regenerates us and leads us then to trust in Christ. And repentance of our sins, and calling upon the name of the Lord and to be saved. In unbeliever, that's where you are. You must be born again. You must repent. You must turn to Christ. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And then you can read back and see all this was true of you. But unless you repent and trust Christ, you do not get into this redemption. This is what the apostle is speaking here, of here. The means of redemption, the basis of it is the love, the kindness, the mercy of God. The sovereign act of God's Spirit comes, regenerating the sinner, and the sinner then cries to Christ, trusts Christ, and relies upon Christ, looking to Christ, and only Christ. No condemnation can be brought against the sons of God. Christ hath for them a clothing wrought, and washed them in his blood. They righteous are in what he's done, and evermore will be. They stand complete in Christ the Son, from condemnation free. Justice demanded all the debt of Christ on whom it laid. Just at that time the Saviour set, the debt he came and paid. If Jesus had not paid the debt, or suffered all the pain, he ne'er had been at freedom set, he ne'er had rose again. But when we see the Saviour rise triumphant from the dead, our hopes ascend above the skies with our victorious head. This is no idle dream, my friend. This is redemption because of the kindness, the love, the mercy, the goodness, the grace of God. He pours out his Spirit upon his people and he regenerates them, gives them a new heart and a new mind. They fly to Christ by faith and they are justified by grace alone. Accounted perfectly righteous, all their sins acquitted and removed. Pardon, redemption, forgiveness, justification, perfection in the sight of God. This is what redemption is. Brother and sister, let us rejoice in it. Let us go on glorying in it. An unbeliever, it can be yours. If you will only trust the Savior, call upon the name of the Lord, and be saved, and do it now. May these words, attended by the Spirit's power, be a blessing to us all, for the glory of God. Amen.